The California Alliance for the Arts Education is going to host Arts Now Humboldt Summit. It's coming up next year on January 6th. That's a Friday at Arcata High School. On the phone with me today is Executive Director Joe Landon. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say I'm honored to be leading up to the cosmic calendar. That sounds good to me.
You should listen to it. It's great.
Oh, good. Good.
Great. So, Joe, I want you to explain to our listeners a little bit about the California Alliance for the Arts Education.
Sure. Happy to. Yeah. So California Alliance for Arts Education is a statewide advocacy and policy organization. Our offices are in Pasadena. I'm based in Davis, and we've got this big state and a pretty small staff, and our job is to make sure that every student in the public schools, and hopefully the private ones too, are getting arts education as part of a complete education. So we pursue that in lots of different ways. We work on legislation sometimes. Sometimes we go to communities and we do like grassroots organizing, whatever it takes to promote making sure that the arts are provided for kids so that they have an opportunity to experience the benefits of the arts in their lives.
Can I have you clarify what the arts is? Is that an art class? Is that a music class? Is that a dance class? Can you define that for us?
Sure. Well, there's in California, in state ed code, and there are four strands of the arts. One is visual arts, that's painting and things, ceramics, things like that. Then there's dance, there's theater, and there's music. And actually, in the past year, we got legislation passed so that now, if you want to teach dance in California, you can get a dance credential. And if you want to teach theater in California, you can get a theater credential. Before then, believe it or not, you had to get a PE credential if you wanted to teach dance and an English credential to teach theater. But we're moving on up. So we cover all those, as well as things like media arts, which are growing, the technology that is flowing into our culture now that doesn't fit into what used to be the arts. And I think that's people are trying to understand where that all fits right now.
Yeah, and as the world progresses in technology, yeah, that will have to be integrated somehow, I would think.
Right. Well, I mean, it's interesting to hear from art teachers sometimes. They go, well, it used to be that I was teaching a drawing course, and now a kid wants to take a course in how to program a video game or something like that. Well, clearly, both have elements of the art. Raises some interesting questions of, well, would it be a good idea to know how to draw before you go off and create a video game or something else? I think it would, but you can see how kids are, you know, getting bombarded by so much new stuff that we oldies have no idea what that's all about. And so I think the system is really trying to move very quickly to catch up with that.
So let me ask you this, for all the art teachers that I know out there who have to often purchase their own supplies. In this summit that's coming up, are you going to be talking about the monetary as well?
Yeah, hopefully the summit will cover a range of topics. And is it okay if I just talk a little bit about how we came to this
idea
of the summit?
Sure.
This is something that started a couple of years ago. We were sort of moving along with our, you know, the kind of advocacy we do, and sort of had this realization of, wow, things are actually beginning to move in the right direction. Not everywhere, but there are pockets where you begin to see the kind of change that you want to have occur so that students are getting this more in their lives. So we thought, why not go to certain regions and shine a light on what's being done there and talk about how it happened? I mean, what's going on, for instance, in San Diego? We did one because the school districts were putting a lot of money into the arts, and sort of a transformational amount. And others were using Title I money, which is federal money, to pay for the arts. Again, a sort of a bold new way of doing things. So we wanted to say, let's pay attention to that. And how did they get there? And who were the leaders? And what are the partnerships you need in order to make that happen? So That's the story we told in San Diego. Then we went up to Napa, and they put a lot of time into rebuilding their arts programs, and so they created a whole district-wide plan to implement the arts over the next 5-10 years. And we thought that shows really good thinking in terms of what needs to be how you get ahead of something like this, and you begin to make the plans that allow for the change to occur. Then we thought about, we were aware of what was going on in Humboldt, and for a couple of reasons, we were interested. First of all, it's a rural area, and we're aware of the challenges that rural areas tend to face, where they don't have the proximity to a lot of the resources that people do in the cities. And also, there's been some terrific work done about around creative education in the schools in the area in Arcata, about helping connect kids with possible economic opportunities that grow out of their experience of the arts, and just various ways of bringing creativity into kids' lives. And we wanted to come to Humboldt to learn about how it happened that you made those priorities in your community, to invite people in the area around to come and take a look, to see maybe even in smaller areas, maybe there's steps that they can take and find out what's going on around the state that they might be able to use in terms of advocating for more resources that might allow for more teachers to come there. But more than anything, to almost to create a day of community so that those folks can talk among each other and we can really, as I said, shine a spotlight on the good work being done locally.
So it looks like you've got local schools involved in some. Do you want to talk about the schools that are coming here that you know of?
I don't have that information in front of me, but I can pull it up really easy. Yeah. Hang on a second.
So it looks like you have your institution coming, as well as Arcata Arts Institute, the Northern Humboldt Union High School District will be involved, Arcata High School, and the Humboldt County Office of Education, as well as Burton School District and Create California.
Look how you just rattled that stuff off the top of your head. I don't know how to do it. Unbelievable. Yeah. You were testing me, weren't you?
I was testing you. So it sounds like it's all of these school systems. Can more people come in and take part?
Yes, they are welcome. Do you also have the link that people can go to register if they want to? I have it.
I
up.
Do.
Oh, great. Why don't you? Because it is, people are invited to come and to check in. And one cool thing about this that we do in every one of these convenings is that we have people, we go into the classroom so that part of the day is spent going and taking a look at what the instruction looks like, because that feels like it really brings home the value of this. So go ahead then.
Oh, okay. It's artsnowhumboldt.eventbrite, that's BRITE.com. And for those of you listening, if you need to, once we get off air here, I can email you information too, or just give it to you on the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Joe, this sounds really exciting for our communities.
I think so. I mean, you know, I live in Davis, and I'm one of the closer people to you guys. So, and I've been there before, but there are certain things about living in California which are a drag, and one of them is the distance. So that Humboldt is, as you know, a thriving arts community, and it's hard to hear that in a place like that, that the arts are missing in the schools, and you go, well, how does that happen? And the truth is that, you know, school budgets have been cut, and there have been priorities around testing and stuff that go through. And just in various ways, the arts get the shaft too often. And I feel what's happening in education is there's this recognition that we really need to be preparing our children for a world in which the skills they're going to need more than anything is creativity and innovation and the ability to collaborate, and the kind of skills that really are fostered by the arts. And that if we're not bringing kids up with that sensibility and awareness, they're not going to be ready. And, you know, some of them are going to be talented, and that's fantastic, and they're going to go off to possibly have careers connected to the arts, and that would be wonderful. Some are going to be totally disconnected with school unless there's an arts course. And I know we all know people who like that, who, if it wasn't for the arts, they'd just be out of there. And there's some people who would just simply, you know, don't know about what it's like to appreciate either music or visual arts and stuff. And we just want to make sure that every person has that opportunity to access that experience inside themselves. This is not about being a virtuoso. This is about being a human being who deserves to be connected to their own sense of what's important and why it's important and all the other things that the arts cultivate.
And it really does. I think arts broadens your perspective on the world as well. I mean, sure, yeah, we need to learn how to read, write, and do math, but that is all integrated into art as well.
Right. And I feel there's so many skills that come along the way. My background was in theater, and one of the things you learn if you're in theater is if you got a show that's going to be on in, you know, 10, 15 minutes, it sort of doesn't really matter what disasters occur. The curtain is still going to go up. Something is going to happen because the people are sitting in the audience and waiting. And you find a way to just move forward in the face of unbelievable obstacles. Well, that's something that I have used again and again and again in my life, where things just don't go right. And you find that place inside where you just learn how to present yourself. And that's not necessarily what you would think of, well, that's what I learned from theater. But each arts discipline brings with it such a wealth of resources that really tap into so many of the values and things that we need, not to mention just the pure love of art itself and the places it takes us inside ourselves that, you know, really pretty sacred.
I couldn't agree with you more on all aspects of what you just said.
Okay, yes. Cool.
Yeah. And I was just talking with another person who's now grown up and adult, and talking about being in a band and what that means to kids these days. It's a group, it's acceptance, it's people you want to be with, it's learning the music and more.
Yeah. I had an experience of last week where I was in San Francisco and meeting with a group of people who were with Recording Academy. They're, you know, they work, it's the group that nationally creates the Grammys. There were about 30 people in the room, and I said, how many of you got started in your career, got connected to music through school? And every single person's hand went up, which really shocked me. I sort of figured, well, maybe half, and probably some have music in the family or some got it from church. But every single one of those kids were people who went to school, and that's where they discovered that connection. And when you think about that and just how lives really are altered and shaped and stuff like that by that interaction and ways that touch and change so many of us. And there's no question that we need to also know how to read. We need to know how to do our math and stuff like that. But if we neglect these other aspects, what it is to be a complete human being, we're really not doing our job in terms of what delivering an education means. And I think, and Humboldt, I've talked to a lot of the folks in the school district and at the county level, and they do understand that. And I think there's a desire to provide that kind of creative learning to kids. And it's just really a matter of how do you figure out how it gets done and where are the resources and what can be done to push it forward. And hopefully some good ideas will come out of the sharing that occurs. We'll be bringing a lot of the strategies that we promote or we've learned about from other parts of the state. For instance, how do you convince your school board that they should be focused more on arts education? You know, what kind of ways are there to advocate that really we have found are successful? So a school board member doesn't necessarily say, gee, I'd like to, we haven't got any money. It's like, well, then how do we talk about what our priorities are, and how do we make sure that when we do divide the money that some of it's going to go to the arts? So all these things, you know, take time and commitment, but it doesn't happen if there's not people, parents and community members who are willing to advocate for it and to show up at school board meetings or talk to people who they know who are involved in either local politics or the schools and saying, this is really a value for me, too. I may not have a kid, but I really care about the kids in my community.
Right. You know what, Joe? We're out of time.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding. Is it already time for the Cosmic Calendar?
It is. That's good. So, Joe, thank you so much. I'm going to give your address and connection at the end of the show. It is time for the Cosmic Calendar. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with our audience today.
Thank you, Katie. I really appreciate you giving me this chance. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.